Hey everyone, Jake Cotter here, your daily dose of motivation and mindset magic. You know that feeling when life's getting a little hectic, relationships are testing those boundaries, and you just feel overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into the often messy, but super important world of mental health and relationships specifically, how to navigate those tricky boundaries. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you can show up authentically for the people you care about while also protecting your own peace and well-being. Think of it like building a fortress of self-love with strong walls and open windows, letting in the good vibes, but keeping the negativity at bay. So, let's get real for a minute. Ever felt pressured to always be on for someone, even when you need some space? Or struggle to communicate your needs without fear of hurting their feelings? Those are common challenges, and trust me, there are ways to navigate them. Here are 5 mindset moves that can seriously level up your relationships. 1. Embrace the power of no. This one's a game changer. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It means honoring your time, energy, and emotional capacity. Think of it as saying yes to yourself first. Remember that time you agreed to something you didn't really want to do? Yeah, probably not a great memory. So next time someone asks for something that feels draining or goes against your values, don't be afraid to politely decline. You have the right to. Communicate with clarity and compassion. Ever heard the saying communication is key? Well, it's true. But it's not just about talking, it's about being genuinely heard and understood. When expressing your needs or boundaries, use as statements to own your feelings and avoid blaming others. For example, instead of saying you always make me feel overwhelmed, try something like I feel a little overwhelmed when we have too many commitments in 1 week. This way, you're communicating directly and respectfully. 3. Set realistic expectations. We all know that fairy tales aren't real life. Relationships require effort from both sides, but expecting perfection is setting yourself up for disappointment. Remember that people make mistakes, and it's okay to have different needs and perspectives. Think of your relationships like gardens they need tending and nurturing to thrive. Be patient with the process, focus on growth, and celebrate the small victories along the way. 4. Practice active listening. This one's a game changer for truly understanding the people you care about. When someone's talking, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions and show genuine interest in their thoughts and feelings. Think of it like this. Active listening is a superpower that strengthens connections and fosters deeper empathy. 5. Prioritize self-care. You know that saying you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, it's true. Taking care of your mental health is essential for building healthy relationships. Make time for activities that bring you joy. Practice stress-reducing techniques like mindfulness or meditation, and don't be afraid to seek professional help when needed. Remember, your well-being matters. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends, and one person starts dominating the conversation, talking over everyone else. You feel yourself getting annoyed, but you hesitate to speak up because you don't want to cause a scene. You try to politely interject, but they just keep going. This is where those boundary-setting skills come in handy. Next time this happens, take a deep breath and calmly say something like, I hear what you're saying, but I'd also love to share my thoughts on this. Or, if you need a break, excuse yourself politely and step away for a few minutes. See? It's all about finding your voice and communicating your needs with respect and clarity. So, there you have it, 5 mindset moves to help you navigate those tricky waters of mental health and relationships. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love, not selfishness. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a foundation for healthier and more fulfilling connections. Keep practicing these moves, be kind to yourself, and never stop striving for that balance between giving and receiving. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.